Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald and welcome to episode 3 of The Shoot Treatment. Just to recap, in case you've not listened to any of the other shows, the idea behind this show is that we take a classic player profile from Shoot magazine and pose the same questions to our guest. We will then reveal the guest's answers alongside those of the original footballer. And the guests haven't been told the questions in advance and they don't know which footballer I've chosen. Isn't that right, Karl Kopak?
That is correct, yes. I'm going in completely blind, not a clue.
Now, the first thing to mention is as soon as the first show was announced on social media, without even listening to it, Karl, or knowing what it was about, you got in touch with me straight and said, how can I be on this?
Yes, I want to be on this show, please.
Yeah. Oh, you're on it.
This is. Yes, I know. Can I just say, in case that looks completely needy, that you said, oh, yes, you've been discussed. Don't worry, you're on the list.
Yeah. No, I didn't think it looked needy. I thought it was a strong affirmation of the show title.
Absolutely. Yeah.
An Alkanoid character for minutes. And I thought, well, if the title's that good that Karl just wants to, I thought that'll do.
Yeah.
Now, for anyone who has followed Karl on social media for more than 5 minutes, they will know he's obsessed with two things other than Liverpool Football Club. One of them is Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
And the other one is Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Both of these were put together once, weren't they, Karl, in a film, a Sherlock Holmes film with Michael Caine. Is that?
Yes. Yeah.
It must have been a big show at the cinemas for you.
Yeah, there's quite a few crossovers. Was it Colin? Is that his name? Colin Debden? Is that his name? He wrote a book in the 70s where basically Sherlock Holmes was Jack the Ripper, and he was so bored with solving crimes that he decided to be the greatest serial killer of all time.
Wow.
Which was a leap, to be honest.
So looking at your obsessions, I did try to find a footballer who shared the same passion for Jack the Ripper, and there may well be one, but
yeah, I can't think of any.
They never admitted it in the pages of Shoot magazine. I also then tried to find a footballer who might be interested in Sherlock Holmes. And I did find one. His name was Arthur Conan Doyle. He apparently played in goal for Portsmouth.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And he was also a bit of a cricketer, and he took one wicket. Do you know who his victim was?
Was it W.G. Grace?
W.G. Grace. The only wicket he ever took was one of the best batsmen ever. And he thought, well, I'm only going to go downhill from here. But the problem with Arthur Conan Doyle is that Shoot wasn't around at the time.
That's good to say, yeah.
So I can't use
that. Believe me, I'm very relieved that it was the same.